Show number 5 for January 18th, 2006. The Hook Show.
The Hook Show. Arr, I'm a pirate. Yar.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome back to The Hook Show. If you want to subscribe to the show and for the show notes, make sure you check out hookshow.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, make sure you email me, hookshowplusdan@gmail.com. I got some fun stuff for you guys today. Last weekend, on the 13th, we had a bachelor party for my brother. He's going to be getting married this next weekend, so I had the first part of the bachelor party. It ended up being about 7.5 hours of audio that I had to cut down, so it's a bunch of little clips so you guys have an idea of what we did throughout the night. It's kind of fun. My brothers at times are kind of jokers, so it was just the three of us, and we went out and had some fun. But I do like to tell you about some tech goodies. Since we did basically mobile casting, I do want to tell you about what I use for my gear. What I typically use is my iRiver. It's the $799 model. And I have a pair of Giant Squid Audio microphones. It's basically one of these that splits into the stereo. So you have one channel for each. And then it has a special plug, so it plugs into my iRiver. So make sure you check that out. But I want to get straight into the audio that I have for my brother's bachelor party, because it does go pretty long today. Enjoy!
What I recommend is the hamburger.
I thought you said the fish and chips at Brit's Pub.
No. You don't want to go anything that extravagant. You want to go with the hamburger. Go with something you know.
Yeah. Not the shepherd's pie?
It's all good. I'm kidding about the hamburger. I was kidding.
I hear they have some real competitive bowling matches, or isn't that what they do on the roof?
Yeah.
The bowling or
lawn
bowling?
Well, how can you can't bowl on the lawn?
No.
They have a...
Now, how do they do that,
on the deck over
how
here.
How do they do that? Explain that to me.
Wait, let me get the halfway there.
Where they put pins up there?
Yeah, what do they do?
What do they do? Explain it to me. What's this lawn bowling business?
Is it improper for me to have my hat on in a restaurant?
Bangers and mash?
It's good if you like bangers.
Bangers and mash.
Steak pie and chips.
It's pretty good, let me just tell you that much.
Or the Guinness pot roast.
Yeah.
I've just had a couple of brews here. I've never really eaten here at all, so.
Hot. The hot pot. That looks pretty good.
Hot.
Pretty good? I'll go for a pint of Guinness. What's with the little symbols on the menu? The little crest kind of things?
That there is, it's the crest.
What does it signify on here?
Well, it's a lion, and lions are traditionally known for their power and for their ferocity.
And there's two lions.
And so that would mean it's kind of a double in the ferocity of the lion.
And then it has the king.
The king is the hat.
The crown on there.
The crown.
But that would be traditionally the hat that the king would wear.
And you know, the lion is the king of the jungle.
And
so it's a trifecta of kingness.
And it's actually also a movie called The Lion King.
Oh, really?
It's ironic.
Which is somehow ironic because this is about Lion already the king?
Yes. Yes.
So isn't it like...
Redundant.
Redundant.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think this is redundant too.
Okay, yeah, why put two lions? Why not one?
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Not quite.
The blue signifies either water or air.
I think it's more of a purple, which would signify royalty with the gold.
No, I believe that is blue. Blue. Yes. Got any more wise questions?
Remember English Pete?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to this job site, and I'm like, Pete, oh wait, no, who are you? And this guy, he's got this mustache on, he takes it off, and I'm like, and he goes, I'm English Pete's brother, Paul. it was his brother, Paul.
That's funny.
So there's Peter, there's Paul. And so my brain guy said, oh, I suppose you two are going to sit together and speak English to each other. He goes, that's all we know how to say. That's all we know how to speak. Beer, that tastes like beer. I thought I'd ordered fruit juice.
What is this? This doesn't taste like Corona.
What I like to do is start the night with a strong beer.
Yeah?
And then work my way down to the lightest of beers.
Oh, okay.
Like an MGD light or something?
Yeah. Corona extra light?
Yeah.
Yeah. Corona.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird thing there. Christmas?
Yeah.
I got a Corona hat and a shirt.
For the crew.
From Mom.
Oh, yeah. What
and
was?
Then marijuana pants.
I know. Yeah.
Why would she get you marijuana in your swimsuit?
And then she's like, oh, I thought it was palm trees.
Did she really, do you think? Or do you think she
That's
did?
What she said. You might have known. But I was like, what?
She knew.
It was so obvious.
I know. I didn't see it for real.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. Because when you look at them in front of the light and you really look at it, you're like, there is no way. How could you ever confuse?
That is just really odd.
Maybe her eyesight's like, going back.
Either that or she's getting a lot more liberal than we thought.
Yeah. It's either one of two things. Either their eyesight's going bad or she's just looking for the good deals. This was on sale.
I think that is the deal. You hit it right down the head. A dollar?
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Taken.
More stuff. So anyways, so I got a bunch of stuff. You know, like a back massager and
a front massager.
Oh,
one of the butterflies, right? Or is it the dolphin?
No.
Oh.
No. Or is it?
Really? Huh? Bushy eyebrows?
Huh? Oh, that reminds me, like, I was looking online. They have these things where you can make a duplicate of your third thumb, right? You can make a duplicate, but you can make it out of chocolate. So I was like, Christy, huh?
Is it solid or
it's like solid. I was like,
For some people it'd be a good deal, for others not so.
So I was pointing out, I was like, white chocolate or dark chocolate? Oh yeah.
Maybe later we can get a couple of those Irish car bombs.
No.
What?
You're not familiar with know what the Irish car bombs are, right?
No. I'll have three fingers of gin, please. That's where you go. They're like,
I like straight knock your tie.
I'll have 7 fingers of beer, please.
Thank you. Make them fat fingers, too.
Make them chubby little fingers.
Yeah.
Chubby little smoky fingers.
And have that guy pour it for me. The fat guy. Nah, that gets fat, but whatever.
You know, one of my rules of life is if you're going to get an ice cream on Sunday or something, you always want to go to the fat guy.
Yeah.
He knows how to make them.
Yeah.
Skinny guy, the little skinny guy, you know? He'll give you like a little scoop.
Yeah.
The fat guy, he's going to dig deep.
He's going to dig deep. He's going to get his whole hand in there and scoop it all out.
He's going to make it the way that you want it.
He's going to make it the way he likes it, which is big and full of sauce.
He's going to take out one of those sports things. But I don't know what they're called. With the ball. That stupid sport that they play. It's like, I forgot what it's called. Yeah, just sticks one of those in there. There you go. It would be a better analogy if I knew what it was called. Yeah.
The lacrosse mallets, you know?
I don't know. He said, He said,
But an Irish car bomb is a shot drink that you get like Bailey's Irish cream and sometimes Jameson, a half shot of yeast. And then you basically just dump it into like a half a glass of Guinness and then you just drink it all at once. They're good stuff.
That sounds like a lot of it. It doesn't sound that pleasant. Just when you're talking about it, it's probably not that pleasant going down.
It is. It's very good going down. Nice and smooth.
Really?
Yeah, the Jameson and the Irish cream.
Yeah.
It just kind of curdles a little bit, so you gotta drink it kind of fast.
Yeah.
Their beer's been replaced with malt vinegar.
That's good on the fish and chips. You better do that on the fish and chips, you know, that's the true way.
I like kefir.
Oh, come on.
I like
malt vinegar is the true British way of doing it.
It's too malty. I don't really like malts. Malty is just... I'm not a big fan of malt or barley, for that matter.
No.
As you take a sip out of your beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I'm brewing beer tomorrow.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
What kind are you brewing? Lager? Ale. Ale. Okay. Ale.
You're going to use some India Pale Ale malt? India Pale Ale type malt?
IPA.
And then a darker malt?
And then a darker.
Mix them together?
There we go.
And then a little bit of...
Just like a stout?
Not quite stout, but pretty good. It's going to be...
Okay.
Dark north, and then we'll put a little chocolate malt in it too.
There you go. So the IPA, which is Indian Pale Ale, which the British brewed in order to please make a cool, ice cold refreshment. That's easy to go down.
Yeah.
For the sailors. For the sailors that like the high alcohol.
And it needed to stay good on a long trip to India.
Yes. Yes. So we have that with the, so it's not quite a stout, so it's like a drought then.
A drought.
So it's like a drought then.
It'll be a drought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because the drinkers are like, the sailors like to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Which IPA was made for.
Yeah.
And then it's a drought, which is like you're thirsty.
Yeah.
So it all kind of, and then a little bit of chocolate in there too.
Chocolate milk.
Really? So where's the
dark malt?
Oh, okay. So it's how they roast the malt. That should be good. How long are you going to brew it for?
Probably 4 weeks, maybe.
That's pretty good.
Maybe 3 weeks.
Now the...
And then we're going to bottle it.
Bottle it.
And then we're going to drink it.
Okay.
Now, I was informed by the master brewer of, what is it called, Yeah, I'll just call it Bowl Cold Water Brewery or whatever. Whatever is in San, there's a brew club in St. Paul. It's in the same building, and I don't know why I can't remember it, because I pass it every day.
Oh, yeah? Cold Stone Brewery?
Cold Stone, that could be it. No, Cold Stone Ice Cream.
That's ice cream, dude.
Cold Stone Brewery? Or no?
But anyway, from the master brewer, he said that the yeast is probably the most important characteristics, like for subtlety and finish and stuff, comes from the yeast. So, what kind of yeast are you using?
I haven't done that.
If you know what I'm saying.
Do you like to bowl?
Wink, wink. Or what?
Do you like to tube? Do you like tubing it?
I haven't done that in a while.
I'd say, do you like to tube? No.
Do you like what's on the tube?
Do you like to watch the tube?
Nice, Freedom Link.
Do you like to watch the telly?
Do you like to watch...
Hey, you got connection?
Yeah.
Do you like to watch your Benny?
Freedom Link.
Who's that?
It's what their ISP is in here.
So how does that work? I've never done that Wi-Fi.
Connect to it.
Yeah, what's the Wi-Fi thing?
So do they charge you for it?
No, it's typically free. I'll see when this comes out.
Let's see who's got the faster internet connection here.
You do, because you got a better card than yours, because yours is a more current...
Huh?
So can you do Wi-Fi too instead of...
I don't have Wi-Fi in here. I need a sled. This is just off the phone.
So this is using Sprint stuff.
This is off the telephone.
How fast can you download on Sprint stuff?
Well, we gotta go to the same site so we can test it. Pick your pony.
Is it typically free Wi-Fi?
Depends on where you go.
Oh, I got mine off.
But there's a lot of traffic here.
You can't get yours off?
No.
Oh, you can't get yours up, huh? You can't get his up. Not that I'm implying anything.
I don't know what to say. Did you connect?
No.
Why? That's pretty cool. The meteor, I got a, you got kind of like a breakout phone too. Yeah. Yeah, I like your breakout. I like the Looney Ball. Pretty cool. But that's alright. It ain't nerd time yet. I'm a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
That one's not working. That home PDF, I gotta. It doesn't work that well.
You guys like sharing stuff?
I'm in here. Flight status is cool.
No file.
That's a cool one. Just go okay. It's like Photoshop. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
What's it called?
It's called Nerdlinger.
It's called Nerdschlinger.
It's called Nerdinger.
I'm a nerd.
It's called Nerdy.
It's called Nerd Zone.
Oh, Mopate. Okay.
It's called Nerd Thousand.
You know what's going to be fun? Snow tubing.
Yeah.
I haven't been snow tubing in like 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to tube naked. Huh?
Right? Naked
and without a tube.
And on my stomach. Where was mom shopping when she found those marijuana?
I think she was at
like a dead shop.
Like Happy Times, like a head shop. Happy Times.
Sale bin.
What is it? Third Stone?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
She's like trying to sell her candles over there at a tobacco shop.
it's got like the
acid, you know, behind the light, so it's all like weird.
No, and it's oil. It's oil that does that. It's the oil projector, yeah. Oil discs, yeah.
Like,
wow, that's cool. Rose tinted glasses. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's all, what are you sailing in? Are you a sail rack?
Oh, yeah. He's like, how much is that? While the lights are going on in the background. It's only for $2, man. $2. All right. Hey, did I tell you that the wedding is going to be over the internet live?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Serious?
No, really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's on it's Princess Cruise Line.
Really?
It's the 22nd, which is a Sunday.
Yeah.
At 10:30 over the internet. It's the same time zone, I believe.
10:30 in the morning.
Kind of an awkward time.
That's a Sunday. You know, you should both be at church at that time.
I know. You might decide to go to Saturday service.
You might be able to catch part of that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The Mondo boots.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just got my slip-on shoes.
Oh, hey, whoa. Nice hat.
Heck yeah, it's a nice hat.
I got 20 of them.
I got 20 others just like it.
You better believe it's a nice hat. I got 20 of them in a box.
Okay, let's get to the tube. We're going up there. Tubing
at the Buck Hill.
Come on,
down in Burnsville. So what's the best technique at doing this?
I've only gone down face first.
Face first.
I say that's the way to go.
It's probably the
really?
Way.
Just on your stomach going face first.
I lift it up like this, and then when they say go, just push up.
Dive?
Yeah, essentially.
Pretty effective, I don't know.
Some people go like, what, on their butt, just lying so down?
But they need somebody to push them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll push you, man.
I don't know, I've never done this before, just kind of heard about it, so.
There's not much to it.
Yeah, you know.
Just kind of let gravity help you.
Once you get towards the bottom, snow will start flying up in your face a little bit, though, so just make sure you watch that.
Yeah.
And it's bumpy.
You go down face first, and you start to turn, I just drag my opposite foot a little bit, and then you get turned back around. Or if you want to go down backwards, you more power to you.
I don't know, you know. Trying out for the first time, don't want to go like too crazy and just out of control and not
break the rules,
just slam the right into the fence. I don't know.
There's a snow fence there, you'll stop.
One way or another.
No, I'll take it easy the first time.
Right.
Taking it easy, going on my butt. You want to give me a push there? Okay, gotta wait till this guy says go.
This will be like the bobsled team.
Yeah, so am I at.
Maybe I'll jump on the back.
What's that?
Yeah, really high pitch.
Go!
Woo-hoo! Wowzers! Wow, that was quite a ride! Whoa! Tow is a rope and then a rod that's sticking out from it with like a little stopper at the end that's a little wider than the rod itself. And on the tube, there's a strap with a big loop on it. And the way that they rig you up is they just kind of put the loop around the end of this device, and then as one of these rods kind of comes through that little feeder, it hooks on to the loop, and then you get dragged up. This is kind of the relaxing time, is to head up the rope tow. But apparently there's some complications with my brother getting on. Because usually, you know, you have a couple of rods, boom, 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 you know, like one after another. And then there's my elder brother, myself, and quite a few rods, and then my younger brother. I don't know. And now we're at the top.
Out. Yeah, he did a standing.
He's kind of a sideways thing.
That's kind of dangerous, though. I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Are you going to do this with your back face towards it? And then go...
Yeah, just die.
Or like one of these where you jump backwards.
Look at this guy. He's going to get a run, right?
Yeah, do the run. Show us how to do it.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I'll be the judge of that.
Ooh, you can take that.
Ooh. Drum roll.
Drum roll. Yeah, come on. Drum roll.
Here for you here. Lost one of the freaking mittens. That sucks, dude. I have no clue what fell off. By goofing around, that's how. I don't know, I'm going down the same lane that I lost my glove at, like, just 5 minutes earlier, you know. Hopefully I can find it. This sucks doing it with just one glove.
Unless somebody's already took it.
That would super suck. I lost my glove one of the last times I went down, so.
Where is it? In the hill?
No, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Like one of the last times I went down the hill, so.
Oh, yeah?
If you come across it, just let me know.
Yeah, I will.
So.
You can check up there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I can figure out, but yeah. It's a gray glove like this.
Cool. All right, I'll
it kind of sucks doing this with one glove, you know. Yeah. Checking everywhere I can. Thank you. No, I still have the one. I don't know where the other one is.
Hey, look, I lost the glove too. And then a minute out later, oh, hey, look, it's the other hand. Come on, you got both of them, don't
you? No, I don't.
So
I don't.
Really? Well,
now you are.
I don't.
I think this is the fastest hill.
I'm just trying to keep my hand warm.
Did you check in your tube at all?
I'm trying.
Oh, dude.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, that was lame. I'm so, oh, man. Alrighty, that was so lame, because I'm, like, asking, like, all the employees about it, too. Oh, I feel so stupid.
No,
that's what I did. We were coming up this last time, and there was a glove at the bottom of the hill. Your glove.
Oh, you so found it? Oh,
God,
you put it in?
I put it in my tube, and then when you just looked, I just threw
it. Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, oh man. You're trying to make me look like so stupid there.
You touching
your tube? Oh, man. Yeah, you threw me.
Adam's like, isn't that Dan's glove? Polo Hawkeye'd it.
Got some of these here.
And then these little kids next to us on the hill, they go, hey, Josh, look out for those. Those are two goons over there. They're talking about us, too.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
That's good.
No. Hawkeye. No. Thank Hawkeye.
Thank me.
Thank you.
All right. I took a video of you going down that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I win?
I don't know. I just got you to... Oh. You got one.
I don't want to video me if I lose.
Let's prove it on the hill.
There you go. How can I race you?
No, it looks like you're lined up with him just right. Oh, maybe off by one. You might want to delay by a little bit there.
I'll race you.
What's the name for your
joke? I don't know.
L.
Why?
Hey, buddy.
Lightning, I'm Lucy.
He's what?
He's Lightning, I'm Lucy.
Oh.
Lobo?
Lowrider. Matt nicknamed his two Lightning. Adams is Lucy. Mine's the. Who got that one?
I don't know. It was pretty darn close. Pretty darn close. You sort of gaining on me across the flat part.
Why is? Feet down, that's the trick, all right. Oh, it looks like Lightning got that one. I get a close second.
Yep, and Adam got it. Well, let's just not even bring it up.
That
was
a bad
start
for me, but whatever.
Did you see me pointing at you?
Yeah.
Trash talking it on the way down?
Oh, yeah.
How did I feel about that?
All right. Hey, guys, are we gone? My shoe fell off! I can't brake with my shoe falling off! I was trying to stop, but my shoe fell off, dude. They're slip-ons, so...
Got slip-ons out here.
It's the only shoes that I really wear all the time, you know. I was trying to stop.
Alright.
I totally rocked that round.
You did.
So I got 2-2.
Straight up.
Adam has to do some catch up. Come on. Oh no, this is the way to slide. By the time you get up here, it's all clear. Okay, now we're sitting on our back and our butts, trying to do the one push with our hands instead of somebody behind us. Because my little brother, aka Lucy's tube, is not one on yet. Almost! Looks like Adam and Lucy finally won one. What?
I lost my keys.
No way.
Yeah.
What's that?
I lost my keys.
No way.
Well, we looked for them on the way up. Not a problem.
No, they were up. I'm pretty sure at the top. I think I lost them here. I'm pretty sure I dropped my keys in the last little bit.
Huh?
Pretty sure I dropped my keys in the last little
bit. What's that?
Oh, my keys.
No way.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, nice. Nice. That was square. Because Adam did like a lean back and he's like, woo. You got it like right in the... You got it square in the head. I think you're gonna have to call up Christy. She's gonna have to come out and get you. Going around on the tow rope going up, and he fell off. Quite humorous. Alright, I'll go with this one.
I'm gonna go to the one next one.
Okay. We're on the last run of the night.
This is the winner takes all.
The only three people. Fly.
Yeah. So how do you get down at the end of the night?
We got extra tubes, okay?
Yeah.
I gotta get my gloves on. Hold on.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, wimp. Come on. So who won that last one?
I think I did.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
You know, someone loses the keys, like, oh, shit. You know, it's hard
yeah.
to find them. They're not very good.
Yeah, I lost my glove for a while, and these guys found it.
Some other guy lost his keys tonight, too, and we haven't found those yet.
We find cell phones, pagers, watches, everything like that. It's
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming out, guys.
If you find a big wad of $100 bills, that came on my pocket on the way down.
Okay.
So if you find it,
yeah, I'll make sure to call you or something.
Wasn't that fun? Or my, brother's a couple of characters. Yeah, when all three of us get together, it's always a bunch of fun. We always joke about pretty much anything. It's hilarious that way. Next week, I'm going to have part two of it, which will be the latter half of the evening. And my brother was talking about over at when we were at Brit's Pub that he's going to be making some beer, and we might do some beer casting in about a month or so when his beer's all ready. So I'm going to be looking forward to that. I have not tried any of the beer that he has made from scratch. But remember, guys, to check out the show notes over at hookshow.blogspot.com. And if you have any comments, you can email me at hookshowplusdan@gmail.com. Or you can email my brother, the one that's going to get married next weekend, hookshowplusadam@gmail.com. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
You should have tried harder.